Well, it hadn't changed at all from the wartime airfield. It was a typical dispersed airfield. It was what they call an A-type landing ground. That was two main runways and a short one across, but the main runways for the larger aircraft, the short ones for the short things like Austers and things. That occupied, obviously, a large part of the ground, but the living quarters were Nissen huts, and they were scattered around the area, miles from the runways, based on the theory that if the aircraft were attacked, or the airfield was attacked, most of the troops would survive, or the airmen would survive. But as a consequence of that, if you wanted to go to the airfield, airman's mess, you had to walk a long way, or bike if you had a bike. If you had to go to work, you had to walk a long way. And I was unfortunate to be there in the worst weather they'd experienced for many, many years. That was in 46, 47. The whole of the area was snowed up. We couldn't get in, we couldn't get out, and we ran out of fuel. Remembering that we lived in Nissen huts, and the only heating was a big round black stove in the middle of the hut. And to keep it going, to keep the message going, they formed working parties, and we were sent out into the forest with instructions only to pick up wood that had fallen on the ground, which was a little bit oblique when you think about it, because the ground was covered in snow, several feet deep. And so we, I'm afraid, did a bit of heavy pruning on the forest at that time, and dragged the wood back, and most of it went to the messes, the airmen's officers and sergeant's mess, to keep the food going. And we were lucky with what we could glean ourselves. The ablution block in each of these sites was some distance away from where you lived, so you had to get out in the open and walk towards those in all weathers. No hot water, shaving cold water, or if you were lucky, you could brew a bit up on the stove. But of course, you know, with 25 men in a billet, you were very lucky if you got any hot water at all. Food was, I imagine, was okay. We all survived. I can't recall really what it was like, but it must have been pretty reasonable, I suppose. But the memory is of the distances to walk in bad weather. And of course, in those days, our kit was a ground sheet, which you just put around your shoulders. You didn't have any of the modern wet weather gear, and a pair of Wellingtons. So, you know, we plodded around in the mud and cold and snow and wet Wellingtons. The theory was that we could keep the helicopters flying, they could be used in an emergency. But the weather was so cold and bleak that we very seldom got them airborne. It was too risky.